Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration and advice come from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grieving, Loss, and Healing. This new collection of inspirational, compassionate, and empowering stories will help you cope with loss, regain your strength, and find joy in life again. And that's what we're going to talk about today, joy, and how it can coexist with sorrow when you're grieving. That's something that people don't necessarily get, that it's okay to smile and laugh and find the good part of your day even as you're distraught. I think it's important to let people know that they have permission to feel that joy. So here are two stories from our new book about grieving that will help drive home that point. In our first story, Miriam Van Scott says that she didn't understand how hard grief would be until she lost her mother. Everything, even the most cherished memories of her mother, brought her tears instead of smiles. Friends told her that her mother would want her to celebrate her life, not wallow in her death. But Miriam couldn't do it, even though she had given the same advice to people over the years. Miriam says, "I was utterly incapable of casting off the pain and focusing on the joy." And then 3 weeks after her mother's funeral, she was checking out at the grocery store, and she started talking about the weather with the cashier, keeping things superficial. That was until Miriam handed the cashier a 50 cents off coupon for blueberry muffin mix, and that triggered a couple of memories. She thought back to being a child in her family kitchen, waiting eagerly as the oven timer ticked down and the scent of baking muffins filled the air. And then she had a more recent memory. She was back in her own kitchen, baking muffins for her mother. Miriam burst into tears in the checkout lane. And then the cashier said, "It's okay, ma'am. I'll still take the coupon even if it's expired." Well, that was so unexpected and so wrong and so ridiculous that Miriam started laughing. The cashier was baffled, which made Miriam laugh even harder. She says, "I stood there, I don't know how long, letting the tears and the guffaws come, unconcerned with how odd I must have appeared to everyone in the supermarket. The only thing that mattered was realizing that's exactly what Mom would have me do, laugh. At first, I thought, if she were here, she'd be laughing too. And then I understood immediately that she was there with me and always would be. My mother would forever remain in the fun times and the wonderful memories, and she'd be watching over me during difficult times and awkward moments. That was my turning point." Diane Rumbo is another person who learned to choose joy, even while grieving. And for her, this was quite an undertaking. That's because Diane lost her husband when their third child was only 4 months old. They had learned he had stage 4 colon cancer when she was 8 months pregnant. The stress of that diagnosis had even sent her into early labor, and their baby girl was 3 weeks early, joining her two older brothers. So Diane became a single mom of three little children. She says, "That was when I learned two simple words, choose joy. I had to make a choice and protect my heart, mind, and spiritual soul daily by choosing joy. It was a conscious decision and a choice. I had to fight daily for my joy because deep down I was very sad." She deliberately chose joy over and over again. When they got her husband's diagnosis, when he died, when her 5-year-old son got off the kindergarten bus months later and ran into the house crying and throwing anything he could get his hands on because he was overcome with grief. He was beginning to understand that his daddy wasn't coming home. Diane says, every day was and still is a decision and a choice to choose joy. I can't control my circumstances or the trials that I will face in this world, but I can choose my attitude. She also noticed that her decision to choose joy has a major positive impact on her children. They follow her example. She says, it is sometimes a struggle to rise above my circumstances. I sometimes have to fake it till I make it and fight for joy by taking positive actions like writing in a gratitude journal, listening to positive music, reading uplifting and inspirational articles and books, going to bed counting my blessings and waking up thankful for a new day. Now, we always start our stories with a relevant quote, and we began Diane's story with a quote from Wes Stafford from his book, Too Small to Ignore, and it goes like this. Joy is a decision, a really brave one, about how you are going to respond to life. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, grieving, loss, and healing, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local independent bookstore, and Amazon. And if you have your own story to tell, head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn what topics we're working on and how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. We're always looking for new storytellers, and half the stories in our new books are from people we've never published before. Come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our best-selling book from last year about clever, curious, caring cats. We're going to talk about two remarkable cats with a mission to do good. Something that people don't always expect of cats.